Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus for Ben Hamras Shiyichi, schus and Chagita Bas Rabchaim Tzvi, Luchoy Tzeichel Hatzel, Linus Rabchaim Tzvi, and Elio. Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes on the base. Mishnah says, Minayin Shekoshin Loshin Zoretz Bosoi Mishtalech. How do we know that one ties a scarlet strip of wool to the scapegoat? As it says, if your sins be like scarlet, kashanim, they'll be white like snow. It's a pasuk in Isaiah 1:18. The Gemara wonders at this. Why does the verse use the plural form kashanim? It should have used the singular form kashanim. Kashanim, kashanim, ibaile. It use a singular form. Why the plural form? Amar v'yitzchak, amar l'makadosh baruch li Yisrael, imuchatechem kashanim alalakish stewards the forest, mishay smei bereshit v'arachshav, kashel galbino. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, even if your sins are as numerous as those years, kashanim, that have proceeded continuously from the 6 day of creation until now, they will become white like snow. Even if your sins are as numerous as those years that have, here it's translated as proceeded continuously, I would better translate it as are ordered before me, are organized before me, from the 6 days of creation until now. If your sins are sturos uvos, misheshis meberashis, vad achshav, if your sins are like these years that are before me, organized before me, misudar in front of and coming, misudar and coming, from the 6 days of creation until now, they will be white like snow. So there's a famous tzada quote from the Yishbitzer that you see from here that all of our sins are from God, because our sins are sturos ubaos misheish meberashis. So if your sins are like these years, which are already prepared before me from the 6 days of creation until now, kashal yibel, to be like white. Meaning if you see your sins as already being before Hashem, that Hashem already knew they're going to happen in advance. It was all from Hashem. Even your sins were from Hashem. And you realize your sins were from Hashem. Then kashal galbino, I'll make them white. So that's Mamish Gevaldik. So that's the Reb Tzedek words. But says Marina Rabbeinu Marana Rav, Im yuchatechem kashanim. If your sins will be like these years, again, that are ordered and coming from the 6 days of creation until now, if that's what your sins are going to be like, then they will become white like snow. So what does this mean? Your sins are sturos mishesh simei bereshis. So he begins by explaining, what does it mean, minayin shekoshen loshen shel zeruitz broser mishtaleach, im yuchatechem kashanim ha'chaim, v'tikborot ha'chaim ha'mitgale ba'nefesh, life and the empowering of life that is revealed in the soul, ha'mitgavenet b'dam chai, b'dam ha'adon, ha'cham v'atosis, heimim ha'gormim. Life and the power of life that is revealed in the soul, which is expressed in the living blood, the red blood that is hot and active. That's what causes in Kol Yofi Vazor Shebem, with all their beauty and shine, also the destruction and the desolation, all the sinning and all of the evil. In the end, there has to be tshuva and slicha. And the extra part of the storming of the stormy life has to be sent to a place of desolation, the Merkaz HaChurban, to the center of destruction, ki hu hu yisod haChurban v'hashmama, because that is the foundation of destruction and desolation. V'idyazo v'argasha pnimidzo, this knowledge, this feeling, miyasheret et hanefesh lelechet lekat ha'mishkal ha'mumzak shel ha'chaim, strains the soul to go towards the weight of life that is evenly mixed in, ha'mishkal ha'mimuzag, lekat ha'teferet ha'harmonit shelhem, towards their, again, mishkal ha'mimuzag, mishkal is like the weight, and mimuzag, it's mixed in together, incorporated of life. In other words, you want to go to the teferet ha'harmonit, you want to go to the glorious harmony of life, which are the way of the derech ha'Torah, or ha'chaim above mikol ha'chaim, the light of life that comes from the source of life. V'anotein ol slicha al kol ivutei ha'chaim b'tzeitam michutz la'gderatam. That gives the light of slicha to all of the perversions of life when they go out of their defined strictures. וכל אלה מבטא הוא הלשון של זהורית שקושים בראש סייר המשתלך. And that is all expressed by this scarlet strip of wool that's red, that's tied to the head of the Seher Mishtalech. המייסד את יסוד התורה והקדושה החסינה של החיים העזיזים. That establishes the foundation of the purity and holiness of the strength of the powerful life. אם יוחד תאריכם כשנים, קשה לגל בינו. If your sins will be kashanim, like shanim, like scarlet, and kashel galbino, they'll be like white. Which means that what is the scarlet? The scarlet's the red. Red is the color of blood. Blood is the red is chemis. The red symbolizes this passion. Red symbolizes heat. And that's what causes, you're right, there's a lot of good in the blood of man. It gives him a lot of chiyus and a lot of life and a lot of goodness. But also that's where the evil comes from. From the boiling blood, there's blood boiled. That's where sin comes from. Sin comes from boiling blood. And in the end, there's going to be tshuva and there's going to be slicha. And this idea, this hargasha, that's where it comes from. That what's going to happen, that this stormy life is going to be sent to a place of desolation. To a place of Chorban, because it is the Yisod of Chorban in Shemam. In other words, we're going to send away this animal, this Sarei Mishtalech, we're going to send it to this place of Chorban because the Lashon Shel Zahoris, that is this red scarlet thing that's tied to to its horns, that is the Yisod HaChorban Vashmama, and therefore it is sent to a place of Chorban in Shemam. We realize that. We realize that it's our blood, it's our red blood, it's that fire that's within us that causes us to sin. And that straightens us out, and then we've come to the harmony of life, and that's the way of life, the harmony of balancing contrary powers. So we have this power of Ra, and we have the power of Tov, and we have to find a balance that even our negative traits should be with a proper mizug, should be mixed in properly with our good traits and use everything for the good. And the ivutim, the perversions, the distortions of life have to be sent away. And that's again symbolized by the Lashon Shel Zahoris. Lashon Shel Zahoris is red. It's tied to the Seher Mishtalech. So it's sent to the place of Chorban. It's sent to the place of desolation, to the desert, where there's nothing, where there's no growth. And it's sent over the cliff. And that's with the red, because that's what caused the sin. The red blood. So if you chataechem kashanim, if you realize that your sin is because of the shani, because of the red, because of the red blood, because of the fiery blood, and that's what caused the sin, then and now it's going to be sent away to this place of desolation, because that's what it brought, and you realize that. This idea, this hargasha, is what straightens you out, that it has to be sent away, that the ra of your blood, the ra that the blood brought to your life, has to be sent away, your boiling blood, your improper passions. That has to be sent away, and then the light of Slicha is going to come. And that's symbolized by the Lashon Shel Zahoris. So that's the kosher and Lashon Shel Zahoris, Shel Mishtalech, and Yuchatachem Kashanim. If your sins are Shanim, like this red, you realize that where it's coming, that's Miyashir, the Nefesh, that straightens your soul, and then you come to the proper balance of life, and you get Kapara, Kasheleg, Yalbinu. Advarim meirim kasapirim, Baruch Hashem. Kashanim, so now the Gemara asks, what do you mean kashanim? Kashanim ebaile. It should say kashani. Why does it say the plural scarlet? It should say the singular. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, God says, if your sins are going to be like these years that are asturos ubos misheshes and meberashes, your sins are going to be like the years that are arranged and come from the 6 days of creation. Bizyetz, until now, Hashelag Yalbinu, they'll become like white like snow. Snow like white and white like snow. Rabbits in snow white. No dwarfs here, just snow white. Tokfa shel tshuva, ki magat lo rak b'chataim mikriim, shem yoter krovim l'shkaga mima shehem krovim l'zadon, ela b'ikar hadavar mitgale or ha-tshuva b'chataim ha-shitatiim, ha-me'archim ma'alach shel chayim sturiim, שהרגילות החומרית והרוחנית גם יחד מייאשת את כל אפשרות של תשובה מהם. So the Rav, as we said before, the vort of Tzadok in his Rebbe the Yishvitzer. So now we're going to learn the Rav's vort in this Sturos. The power of tshuva is not only on random sins, chance sins, which are usually more shkagadik than zadom, but primarily the light of tshuva is revealed in the chataim hashitatiim. What does it mean, shitati? That's methodological sins. That one does as a matter of course, and one does as a matter of shita. That's the way his life is. And therefore, a person thinks he can't do tshuva. Why? Because physically he's so used to doing it, and spiritually he's so used to doing it. It's so much a part of his life. How is he going to stop? So therefore, he despairs of doing tshuva. As ba dvar Hashem lemo, shelo ken hadavar. Word of God comes and says it's not true. Shirak morech lev hu liyot nechazim besidur mutba. Lomar sheneged teva adam v'neged teva chevra nemshit hi hatshuva. Ki adir v'amitz hu kocha shel tshuva. Asher b'yado lehafoch sdarim mushrashim. So it ain't so, Joe. God, the word of God is coming to tell us that it's not true. That it's only the softness of heart is causes one to be grabbed in the ingrained, inculcated Seder. To say that against the nature of man and against the nature of society is tshuva. Ki adir v'amitz, because the power of tshuva is very, very strong. Asher biyado, that it has the power to take starim mushrashim. It can transform. La'afoch starim mushrashim. Yeah, you have a Seder. Yeah, you have sins that you do as a matter of course. Yeah, you have things that are just part of your life that you do. But it's not going to get you down. Why? Because that's the power of tshuva. The power of tshuva could transform all of it. Gamim shanim rabot. Even if it's many, many years. Even if it's many generations. Vegam yisturot bot kshanim halalu. Misheshtimei bereshit ad achshav. It doesn't matter. Even if these sins are from the time of creation until now. That's what it means, sturot ubaot. Not sturot ubaot like the Yishvitzer wants to learn, that God already had them planned out, but sturot ubaot by you. That you, for you, it's mamish part of your Seder. Even from the 6 days of creation, it's that much part of you, you can still change that. That's the power of change. That's just an incredible idea. Kashela gelbina. The power of tshuva is, even if the sins are there from the 6 days of creation, as a matter of course you do that. As a matter of shita you do that. That's just your way of life. Tshuva can change all of that. And that's an incredible idea. Mamish, an incredible idea. So we still have to go weiter in this Gemara. But in the meantime, we learned from Niflaim B'Yaser. And I thank you so much for listening. And we know that we shall continue and see more Niflaos Mitaris Hashem and Mitaris Aram. Shalom, shalom.